Good morning. Today is Sunday, January 23rd, 2022, and this is a continuation meeting of the KPFK delegates. We met last Wednesday and heard from candidates for the PNB directors, and we'll be getting a report from Terry Goodman and John Gary, the tellers, about the results of that, ratifying them, and then we'll be moving on to a continuation meeting of the local station board, which we also began last Wednesday. So our secretary, Ralph Hawkins, will call the roll for the delegates.
Calling the roll, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Christina Avalos. Alan Beek, Jose Benavides, Fred Blair,
present,
Sandy Childs,
here,
Marcel Cruz,
here,
Bella DeSoto,
present.
Okay, Eric Jacobson. Eric Jacobson. Okay, we'll come back to him. Avilia Jones.
Present.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach.
Present.
Michael is here.
Yes, present.
Oye Ayipo.
Present.
Myla Reason.
I'm here wearing my water protector t-shirt in solidarity with our great chair, Michael Novick, and all of the water protectors.
Awesome. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Ziri Rideau. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Oscar Ulloa.
Present.
Polina Vasiliev.
Present. Present.
Elizabeth Von Guten.
She's having a problem getting on the call.
Okay, I'll come back. Carlos Zavala.
Present.
Harvey Wasserman.
Harvey? I believe he asked for an excused absence because he's preparing for a special meeting today.
Okay.
Did you get his request, Michael?
I didn't see it, but I think we concluded last time regarding continuation meetings.
That's
that
true.
We don't... require them because he was already present for the beginning of the
right.
meeting, essentially.
That's true, but he did text me and say that he had sent in a request.
Thank you.
So is that an excused absence?
You can consider it that. I mean, I think we decided that you don't really have to be excused. It doesn't count as an absence because he was here for the first part of this meeting when we began on Wednesday. So you can note that he's not here, but I don't think it counts. There's a rule that if you have three unexcused absences in a row, you lose your seat on the board, but it wouldn't be in effect for this.
Okay, circling back, Christina Avalos. Hello, Christina. Alan Beek. Jose Benavides.
Jose's going to be late. He just texted me.
Okay. Eric Jacobson? Eric Jacobson.
Eric Rob. And Beth are having trouble getting in. If somebody can text them the link.
And our secretary, Jose, just came on the Zoom.
Yeah.
Jose Benavides?
Present.
Okay. Rob Macon? Ziri Rideau? Ziri Rideau? Elizabeth von Guten? Elizabeth von Guten? Okay. One more time, Christina Avalos.
Okay, well, if people come on late, we can check them in.
Okay.
I'd like to get the meeting underway. So we do have a quorum.
Okay.
And I guess we'll ask Terry Goodman, the chief teller, I forgot what the title is, but Terry, do you want to present the results of the tally of the ballots? And you can share your screen.
Sure thing.
Chair of tellers, thank you.
Yeah, okay, so the teller's report is a report to the LSB and the chair from the tellers. It's a written report designed to be attached to minutes. So it will be a public document that people can share. But actually, in this case, the delegates in ratifying are only the results. You don't have to agree there. Most of this report is really designed to train the delegates and LSB members how to and them interpret the results. As to the results themselves, the summary is that we had a tie, the staff representative director election, which we should resolve at this meeting. And we do have results on the
Terry, you might want to cut your own. Terry? I'm sorry, Terry.
The candidates for
Terry?
Staff representative director's position is Ali Lexa and Polina Vasiliev. In the listener sponsor representative directors elected and awaiting ratification are Abelia Jones, Lawrence Reyes, and Beth von Gunten. The other two nominated candidates were Grace Aaron and Bella Visoto, and they were defeated because there are only three slots.
Terry, excuse me for a second.
As I said,
Terry,
narrative.
Terry.
An important part of the narrative is that multiple I paused because I heard something.
Yes, Terry. I think Terry. Terry, can you cut your video, your own video, because you have a bandwidth and you're dropping in and out. I think. If you cut your camera.
Well, stop the share screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's your camera though that probably is interfering more than the share screen.
Oh, I'm having trouble getting to that screen.
There should be a little thing at the top of the share that says end,
okay.
End share.
Looks like share is gone.
No, you're still sharing.
I have a new share button. So are you seeing...
Maybe it's me.
Stop share. There it is. Oh, it was paused. Are we good now?
Are other people still? There we go.
And stop video. Yeah. Okay. Okay. As I was saying, multiple directors objected to the meeting because of controversies regarding the most recently completed delegates election. So.
This is Beth.
Yes,
I'm present now.
Hard to give details on these elections without screen share, but I do have bandwidth problems. So as I said, elected were Grace Aaron, Bella DeSoto, and Abelia Jones. Oh, no,
that's not
necessarily.
Correct.
I have to scroll down to the bottom of the screen. Abelia Jones, Lawrence Reyes, and Beth von Gunten. And defeated were Grace Aaron and Bella DeSoto. And I did remark that the difference between the votes assigned to the last elected and the last eliminated candidate was smaller than the number of votes that were exhausted, which means that if some of the voters who had voted for only one candidate in this election had expressed a second rank, that might have affected the results as to who won the third seat. I didn't go and determine anything more than that. So I could answer questions before we go to resolve the tie in the staff.
Yeah, well, let me just ask, because what you sent showed each of the ballots. Each of the ballots has a code, personal code that the voters put on it. Is there anybody who feels that their vote was not properly tallied, that the vote they cast was not recorded properly or tallied properly? So hearing none, I think that
I do, Michael.
Marisol, yes.
I wasn't aware that you could vote for two. I thought it was just one for the director or listener. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not sure what to do about that at this point. I think
instructions. It's too late.
We did.
Lessons learned.
Clarify it two or three times that it's a choice election, and you can, you know, give your order of preference for more than one. But yeah, hang on a second, Bella. We did explain at the meeting that it's a single transferable vote that you put down your order of preference, and the explanation of that was also with the ballot. So I think at this point your ballot has been cast.
No, yes, I understand, Michael. I'm just stating that I wasn't aware that you could vote for more than one.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry about that, but... I don't think yours was the only one that was cast for a single person. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I personally feel that there was not enough instruction given to the new board members. I was going to caution that at our last meeting, but we never really did finish our full agenda. There was not enough time. But I personally feel that there was not enough explanation. And it gets tricky because I also sent out to the whole LSB the notice that from me to the LSB that you could rank number one, the staff group, as well as number one in the listener group. And that was also not explained to anyone. So there you go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bill. It was clearly explained, and if you go back to the audio, you will see that we explained there were two separate ballots, one for listener delegate and one for staff delegate, that the listener delegate was an STV vote and the staff delegate was an IRV vote, and both of them were choice ballots in which you could indicate your order of preference. Mr. Reyes?
Yes, I definitely want to reiterate what you just said, and I mean, we are very literal people. I think if everybody read what was sent out, the instructions were pretty clear. Thank you.
Okay. In any case, nobody is saying that their ballot was not recorded as they chose to mark it, and nobody is contesting the tally results that were shown. So why don't we go back to the staff. The delegate?
Well, I suggest that the delegates ratify the results of the Leinster sponsor director election before we resolve the tie.
Okay. So I'll entertain a motion to ratify the listener delegate results. Which
so
again,
moved.
Was that Ali Alexa? Thank you.
Yes,
is there
sir.
A second?
Eric will second, and I'm present. I
have okay, thank you,
here.
Eric. And welcome. So just to reiterate again, that was Amelia Jones, Lawrence Reyes, and Elizabeth Van Gunten elected as our PNB listener directors for this year. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, that is ratified.
Now I suggest that somebody with good bandwidth with volunteer to open a page at random.org.
Problem?
Nope. Oh, just okay. Letting you know.
Okay.
In a while.
All right, good. See you in a while. Bye.
Okay.
Somebody with good bandwidth who could share a screen, can they go to random.org?
Is there someone who can do that?
I would do that, but I don't know how to do that.
All right, hang on a second. Let me see if I can.
I've got plenty of bandwidth. If you could just tell me what to do, Terry, I'll be happy to do it.
Okay. In the internet browser, go to random.org.
Hold on.
All right, Leah. I have to make my co-host as well. Hang on a second.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, at random.org.
Yeah.
We want to find the coin flipper. That's one of the free services.
Okay, I'll do a search for coin flipper.
Michael made you a host, co-host.
No, I haven't done it yet. I'm trying to find
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Right. Okay, so now I have a coin flipper here. Games
okay,
and lotteries.
Let me get there, too.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and share this now.
Hang on a second. I have to make you a co-host so you can share your screen.
Sure.
Okay, yes, go ahead now, Milo. You should be able to share your screen.
Hang on, I'm about to share it, but too many, unfortunately, I've got way too many. Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay, can you see it?
Yes.
Yeah,
you can. So maybe you want to reduce the size, but that's not really necessary. Anyway, I mean, by bringing in the edges.
You want me to, I see what you mean. Okay, hang on.
Because it's only the middle of the screen, more or less, that needs to be shared.
Okay, how's that?
That's better. Yeah.
Okay
now, Paulina and Ali are the two candidates.
Right.
So they both should unmute and see if they can decide among themselves who will call the coin flip and who will choose the details of the coin flip.
So Ali and Paulina.
As far as the details go, I'm looking at this and it says select coin type.
Yeah, I'll explain it.
Yeah, you can flip.
But first, I want to know who's going to call it.
How about I call it and Ali chooses the coin?
Okay.
Does that work for you, Ali?
Yes, sure.
Okay. First, we decide how many virtual coins to toss, and I would suggest three. If you choose only one and somebody accidentally presses the button, you'd get two flips in a row, and you wouldn't know which was first. Whereas with more coins, you can more easily tell if there's been an extra flip. You don't have to look at the timestamp.
Sounds good.
Okay, so the person sharing the screen, Myla, you should change the flip to a three. And then on the select coin type, there's multiple choices. My favorite is Susan B. Anthony.
Okay, we don't have Sojourner Truth yet, huh?
No, not that I know of.
Yeah, that's because of Trump. So I'm looking for Susan B.
Yeah, that's a bill. Down there in the U.S. You were down at the U.S. there. Keep going down in U.S.
I see. Okay, let's see. Not James Madison. Absolutely not. I'm looking.
Is that okay with you, Paulina?
Well, actually, I believe Ali was going to choose the coin, and I was going to
choose.
Right,
right, right. Ali, do you have a preference? A Krugerrand or something?
You want a Buffalo Nickel or Susan B. Anthony, or what's your pleasure, Ali?
I just think, what's the first one there? Todd Redden's decision maker coin?
Oh, wait. I'm
But okay, that doesn't have heads or tails. It has a face facing one, staring one direction, oh, in the other direction. It's kind of hard to call, I think. So U.S. Coin or, yeah, I think that would be easier just to call. Because
well,
I
then just you guys decide. I don't care.
It's Ali's choice.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody.
Well, you have the Buffalo. I'd like to try to wrap this up because you have other work to do. Buffalo Nickel is selected right now. You want to go with that, Ali?
I'll go with the 10-cent dime.
Okay.
All right. We got it.
Baby Liberty.
Okay.
Okay. Now we have to decide what the result is going to mean.
Right.
So if there's a majority of heads, who will be the winner, Ali?
I'll
call tails.
I'm sorry. Okay. So Pauline calls tails, and that means if majority of is tails, then Ali is eliminated and Paulina wins. Is there any objection?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, we have If the four delegates hadn't been disqualified, that's, you know, I just have to say it.
All right.
But no. Okay.
So other than that, there's no objections. So right. We're ready to flip. So click once. So there are two heads. And Paulina called tails, which means Ali was elected. Is that correct?
Wow.
I like it.
We'll take it.
Okay. So that's my report of the result. Now, so my written report that I distributed to the delegates was preliminary. I will update that distribution with this result and submit a final report within the day. And that is what any delegates should share with the public if they want to.
Okay, thank you. I see Ziri joined the call, by the way.
You need to ratify.
Yes, I was just saying that I see that Ziri Rideau has joined the call as well. So if the secretary can record her presence. So Ziri, earlier we did ratify the listener delegate results, and we just did a coin toss to settle the tie on the staff delegate results. And the coin toss was won by Alexa. So we're going to ratify that unless there's some objection. Is there a motion?
I move to ratify the results.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to that?
Second.
I'm sorry, who said that?
Barbara said second.
Oh,
Barbara
second.
Seconded.
Okay. All right. Myla's motion seconded by Barbara. Hearing objections. That's passed. So we are going to move on to the other continuation meeting today, which is the local station board. And I guess we'll call the roll again for that since they're considered separate bodies. And this is a continuation meeting. Sorry, go ahead, Beth.
I just want to be sure that I was recorded as present at this one. I had a hard time getting in.
Yes, thank you. I think we did hear you earlier when you came on.
Okay, thank you.
But the secretary will note that.
Also, this is Ziri. I also haven't been recorded as present yet.
I got you.
I did. Yeah, likewise, I did note.
Ralph, likewise, Eric.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, thank you. So we're just going to, I'm sorry, Fred, do you have to change the stream for this?
Yes. I have to change one of the, we're changing audio channels, so it takes me a minute to do that. So I have to cut the stream. So can I cut it now?
So go ahead and do that.